you.
I'm sorry. I don't drive a Ferrari.
When I can't get you there.
All right, folks. Once a week, it's our time to come together. Whoever you're mad at, let the world know, man. Let them know. A little bit of ground rules. No politics. No naming names, naming companies. Everybody's a potential advertiser, right? But you can tell us with pretty good detail who the hell exactly it is you're mad at. Trust me on that.
Okay.
Where do you want to start, Brian? I'm thinking Kevin in D.C. How's that sound?
I think that sounds good with me.
What up, Kev? Who you mad at?
Hey, what's up, B-Mitch? What's up, guys?
What's up, man? Dude?
I got two. Bleep you to all the analysts that said we was going to win four games. Joke's on you. And number two, bleep you to the Hall of Fame for not putting Brian Mitchell in there.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. Thanks, dude.
I'm
good call.
Quiet on that one.
Yeah, I want you to know this. Obviously, I'm aware of the news. I just don't think you want to talk about it. That's why I don't bring it up.
I saw it.
Yeah. Okay. It's just funny because I know, like, other shows address it, and London and Jacoby and all these things, and I feel like it's pretty obvious where we all stand on these things, and I can tell you there's like considerations. What the hell can I say on air about this? I can tell you something in the break. That's what I can do. Let's go to Ronald in Waldorf. Ronald, who you mad at, dude?
You mentioned JP. This is my first time calling in. Thank you for taking
Thanks
my call.
Thanks for calling, man. Thanks, dude.
I'm mad at all these fans. I'm a long time watcher. I've been watching all my life. And I'm mad at all these fans that no matter what sporting event I attend, the Nationals, the Commanders, the Wizards, the Capitals, I am so sick of all these fans that's cheering the other team and louder than our own home fans. There cannot be that many transits in this area. I just refuse to believe that. And B. Mitch, my apologies to you too, man. I really wish that they would have selected you for the Hall of Fame because you deserve to be there. Thanks for much,
appreciate
so much
you,
for taking my call.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
There are visiting fans no matter what. I think it's better than it was when I was a kid, though, honestly. I remember going to Bullets games where they straight up advertised who they were playing.
Come see the Bullets play the stars of the NBA.
Yes, dude. Like that.
When I heard that, I was like, if I'm a player, I am pissed off at our marketing department.
Dude, I remember that as a kid. It was
Remember the other one? Come see the Wizards. We have the tallest and the shortest person in the NBA.
Muggsy
Bogues and
Manute
Bol.
Still the Bullets, but yeah.
The Bullets then. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Is this a circus?
Like, what about come see the Bullets? We're going to win. Come see the Bullets. We're fighting for a playoff spot. That was awful as a kid. Caps games, I feel like, have always been pretty strong. I know that, like, Penguins, Rangers kind of have a good following when those teams are good. The skin stuff is more last 10 years, I would say. Because, dude, even like, the RG3 years – FedEx was full of burgundy and gold. There was a time.
Oh, it bumped.
Like from 2000.
Like you say, let's make it bump.
It was really, I think, a real demise of the organization from like a fan showing up to the games was the rocket ship of Robert, and then that goes sideways, and then all of a sudden, by hook or by crook, they got Kirk. Whether they handled it well or not, all of a sudden you got Kirk, and then Kirk looks pretty good, and they make the playoffs. And then you just fumble the opportunity to handle it right.
Yeah.
And then then Kirk realizes, yo, F this place. And it just.
Oh, he wouldn't stand here no matter what.
I think in 15 they had a chance to get something done. But after that, once you got on the franchise tag road to nowhere, I think fans were just like, these morons can't
after
do anything
Dan
right.
Passed by Kirk and went straight to Robert when Kirk helped him win the game.
Cleveland.
It was over that
That's
day.
That's 2012.
That was it was over that day.
Yeah. Might be
That's
right.
Just a little conversation I had with a particular person, and when you ask what's the problem and they bring up that day, that's when he made his decision.
Might that dude have been related to Kirk by fatherhood?
would have just been Kirk.
All right, there you go. A lot of dads had a lot of opinions during that era. All right, let's keep the phones going. It is Bleep You Thursday. Our guy Jupe is on the line. What up, Jupe?
JP Beatman, what's going on, fellas?
What up, Jupe?
Hey, I got bleeped the whole chat for frying up Toby the way they did the other day. That was wrong and disrespectful.
What happened to Toby? I didn't know. Toby's my guy.
They was joning on him like a mug in the chat.
That's messed up.
They were eating him up. But Toby was laughing at him. He said, oh, it's like, funny.
Yeah,
Toby can handle himself.
It was all love. It was an initiation into the fam. That's all it was.
Oh, he was initiated too, boy. I tell you. Tay say he bleeping Rick Snyder for calling Wale Wally.
He called him Wally?
Wally.
Oh, that's tough. Do you have any other ones, Jupe? All right, I think Jupe's gone.
Jupe's gone.
He gone. We got to talk. DC Dave in the chat is saying this. He's talking about the literal highway robbery in Virginia with the tolls. I'm going to be more specific. I will pay the tolls, dude. The 66 one is kind of nuts. I don't usually have to deal with that. But the Beltway, I'll pay. The toll road, I generally pay. Whatever's going on with the GW Parkway construction and everything at the
bridge.
It's
about to be longer now.
I've heard they're like, oh, get ready. Get ready. It's been god-awful for years. Mm.
The exit to 95, I think, they have done something with that. That got screwed up over the last week or so.
Dude, it is unbelievably bad. And it seems like there is no help on the horizon. Bleep you to everybody involved with that thing. Go back to the old pothole-ass road. I'd rather deal with the potholes than whatever it is
bleep
they're
JP
doing.
Bleep JP for putting Quince Orchard on blast earlier.
Well, stop having kids from other districts play for your football team. It's my understanding Professor Landini has a few things he'd like to get off his chest. Hello, Landfill.
Yeah, I've got several bleep yous here. So the first one is going to be people who eat apples during their radio show.
Just brazenly eating apples during the radio show.
If that person calls his producer to try and talk to him and he ignores him for like five damn minutes, and then when the producer comes on and says, y'all ready to go? I've been ready to go, but you don't listen what the hell I want to talk about.
So bleep you to the donut place for screwing up my order.
What happened?
I wanted a delicious Boston cream donut, and they didn't have it, so I'm not pleased.
That kind of stuff drives me nuts.
Least you could do is tell me. Bleep you to the people who hate the McRib.
Why? Listen, if you don't want the, you want to know something about me, Brian?
What?
This is a secret. I'm going to tell the world. Never in my life have I had a Filet-O-Fish. It doesn't appeal to me. I don't know why. It isn't for me. But I'm not mad at the Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at people that like it. Mm-hmm. What is the point of being mad about the McRib? You need a hobby. You need to go for a walk.
It's disgusting.
Hold hands with a woman.
Disgustingly delicious.
How much time do you have in your life to be mad about a sandwich at McDonald's?
Hey, man.
A lot.
Eat what you like and then keep moving.
Jeff, are you part of the anti-McRib movement?
Yes. That thing
Why?
Is horrible. I would never.
So just don't eat it.
I won't. I had it like twice, and I was totally disgusted both times. It tastes like school lunch.
But Landfill's fired up. Now, why is McRib back in the news? They're bringing her back?
Yeah, it's,
they come back every year by this time, don't
it's
they?
Back December 3rd, I believe.
Only for one day?
No, I mean, I don't know how long it's going to be back for.
All right, December 3rd. Let's all get them in studio. We're all in studio that day. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, we could DoorDash that.
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
I will.
Yeah, I'm going to cook some ribs and bring for me and you.
Yeah, I'd rather do that.
That
option is on the table. See you later, Landfill.
Hey, I'm of the mindset. I don't knock things that other people like.
Don't yuck somebody's
but
yum.
I'm just going to tell you, if I had my choice, I'm not eating it. I'm going to go eat something else.
That's fair too.
Yeah.
I just don't get being mad about it.
You know what, JP? You're kind of weird. You're mad about everything every day, but you always got a problem with people being mad about something.
Right now, I don't think I'm mad about anything.
No, maybe not right
I'm
now.
I'm chilling. But, I'm not excited about this weather outside. I'll tell you that much.
But you,
camera is probably fired up.
The most complaining person in the whole on the whole show.
I'm a professional complainer.
And you get mad when other people complain. I think you don't want them to take your title.
I don't know if that's accurate. I'm willing to give titles
share,
away.
You share.
If there's somebody that complains about more stuff than me, let me know. Holler at me.
I can tell you. I think I've been the other one for 30-something years. I hope she wasn't listening.
Yeah, you better hope. You better hope school didn't get out for the snow.
It ain't.
Richard is in Virginia Beach. What up, Richie? Who you mad at?
Hey.
Yo, up, you there,
How you
bud?
Doing, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, Jeff. I'm mad at JP for messaging you, number one. Anyway, I'm mad at the NFL for beat the NFL for not recognizing how great Brian Mitchell is, okay? And then I want to bleep the people who took away our heritage of the Washington Redskins, the logo, everything, trying to erase our history as fans. I've been watching this team since 1969, man. And I've always been a diehard fan. And I'm a Brian Mitchell fan first. Because when Brian went to wherever he went because of that dumb Mr. Snyder, because of him, and Brian went other places, I was a Brian Mitchell fan first and foremost. And thank you, Brian Mitchell, for all those glory years you gave us in Washington.
Appreciate it, brother.
I also would like to bleep those people who really are not getting it about that logo that we have. I was watching C-SPAN. How they were fighting to get our logo back. Because when that logo come back, why are we not thinking about another name? The Washington Warriors with the logo. Indians, Warrior. Remember, they go together. That's common sense, people. That's common sense. But we're gonna whoop the Cowboys and bleep them.
There you go. Thank you for the call, dude. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother.
Quickly on this logo. The senator from Montana. I have been fairly critical of the senator from Montana. And on this one, I don't think I am, because here's what I care about is the action. Uh-huh. He voted for RFK to move forward.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the correct action. So if he wants to keep banging the drum because the logo, the old logo came from Montana and he wants to represent those people, that's cool.
Can I tell you about the logo?
The team has already done something to honor
what
it.
What they're doing... So it's going to be some level of a museum, either in the stadium or somewhere else when they come into it.
Sure.
And that will be – it will be blasted in those areas. But I don't think it means the logo is coming back on the helmets.
No,
that's
man.
What I don't think.
I think what people have to stop projecting what they want and just start understanding what is realistic. And I think what maybe they made a mistake, right – specific to the Daryl Green merchandise they sold, is that they took the logo off the helmet.
Yeah.
Like they had Daryl in the old helmet with no logo on it. I think we got to stop trying to pretend that the logo didn't exist. And when we're
that's part of a licensing thing, I believe. Because moving forward, when you do those things, and I think that logo, if the NFL has anything with it, you can't normally move forward with NFL stuff with something that does not fit with the NFL anymore.
That could be true, too. Yeah. All I'm saying is I think this organization, the ownership now, the business people now, recognize we're not trying to run from our past. I think when they initially made the change back in 21 and everything was so haywire, they just tried to run away from everything because nobody really knew what they were doing. These guys have a measured approach. They understand that there's a lot of great history there, and they're not just going to try to make rash decisions. But that doesn't mean the logo's coming back. It doesn't mean they're changing the name
again. You know, when I would get stuff made, like I had a sports math and science thing. If I wanted to get it done, I either had to get a license from the NFL or take it off.
Right.
And you just take off the what's called.
Now, this is the team selling it, so I would think they have the licensing agreements. But we don't know, honestly. They said it was an oversight on their part with the Daryl Green T-shirts to take the logo off. But regardless, what the dude Danes is saying now is, yo, it's a great logo. You should still keep it as a part of your history. I'm cool with that.
I think it's always been a part of the history, no matter what.
Right.
They're not erasing it.
They tried to. Like,
People before tried to.
Yes, yes.
These people here, they tried to erase the people from the past.
Right.
You know, they didn't want to deal with them. The people in charge now are not trying to do that.
I agree. The people that are in charge now are focused on getting back to RFK and building a winner. Like, yeah. Big picture stuff, man. I loved that logo.
Only person don't like that is Jeff.
Jeff, the lone Maryland fan. Or right, I guess Landville.
I learned my lesson about that this morning.
What was your lesson?
Dude.
That's the first lesson you've ever learned, Jeff. Congratulations.
Dude, I will never talk bad about RFK again or the Commanders not coming back. Because you know
why? What happened?
What happened?
I crossed through RFK every day to get to work, right? And the day after I say I don't want it to come back, I go through RFK.
You got flat.
A nail goes right into my tire. So who was changing their tire in the middle of RFK parking lot this morning? Jeff Walker. So I'm not talking bad about that place no more.
Landville.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I put that nail out there.
That's straight B-Mitch voodoo. Landville, serious question for you. Did anyone on the planet get flat tires and car trouble more than Jeff Walker?
No. He's got a lot of tire problems.
Hey, that was probably like my second time this year. I'm on a good run.
For you to say that you're on a good run when it's the second time this year is pretty indicative of the overall situation. Remember you had that dude that was always attacking your car? What was that? Remember that guy?
Yeah, that's because
and you claimed he had the wrong car or something?
Yes, he thought you were banging
his wife?
Yes.
I mean, I've been on this planet.
I'm not making any comments about that whole situation.
I've been on this planet 43 years. I know a lot of people in a lot of walks of life. I have a bunch of different jobs. I'm in a lot of different places. I've heard of that kind of situation happen to one person, and his name is Jeff Walker.
My guy, man.
I love Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
How was Jeff's golf game the other day?
I need him to stop getting it. Well, I'm not going to lie. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth, Jeff. You had way more. You had a bogey and you had about four double bogeys. I never thought you would get a double bogey. I thought you were going to be
getting. He had a legit bogey?
Legit bogey.
That's pretty good.
Legit, the thing about Jeff.
On
Jeff,
a par three or most, what?
You know, he was on a par four.
Okay.
The most impatient dude in the world. I'm about to give him a hint and he's already backswing boom. Like the guy, the 70-year-old dude hit Jeff on social media and he told me, say, with a backswing, he said, your backswing, I'm 70 years old, my backswing's farther than that. What did he tell you, Jeff, you have a girlish backswing?
Yes, and then he had the nerve. Yo, when we come back from break, can we finish this bleep you? Because this was my bleep you.
We'll see.
But, Jeff, you know what? Jeff shot 57, and I shot 34.
How generous were you on the 57?
No, all his strokes were in the hole.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to keep the phone lines open the rest of the hour. I do want to circle back to some of this Kingsbury stuff.
There were no par fives, though.
Right. That's a big part of it. I also think – so you're talking – you shot a 57 on a par 30 or something?
Par 34.
Okay. I think we got to be careful not to misconstrue stuff, and we're going to do our best to help with that, specific to Kingsbury earlier today. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.